This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, everybody, you got to be happy with me, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us every night on a regular basis, every day on a regular basis, whenever it is that you join us. You know, I used to joke that we're like horse manure on the ranch. We are all over the place. We are everywhere all the time. Anyway, my God. So we're in California, yeah, where they turn off. Here's the thing in California. The electric companies have decided they need to turn off these high-tension power lines because in high winds they fall and then they spark the grass and that's what sets everything ablaze. And you're sitting at your kitchen table, and you're having a little coffee or whatever it is you're eating. And you're going, well, okay, that makes sense. The problem is that's not what happens. Right? I mean, up in Northern California, they shut the power lines down because the wind was too heavy before a fire started. Then a fire started, and I guarantee you they're going to blame it on high tension power lines. Seriously. Little tidbit of stupid information. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, you hear about these cars that spark by the side of the road. They light the thing on, you know, they light the grass on fire and then it just takes off from there. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. But I just think it's, they're putting tens of thousands of people in the dark, some of them for a day, 2 days at a clip. So their food's going bad and everything because they can't figure out that if they would just simply clean up the underbrush, allow the controlled burns, lock up the eco-freaks for a weekend so we can clean this stuff up, they wouldn't have these kind of fires. Really, seriously. Wouldn't be going like this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know who joins us after the first break? And to set him up like I like to do, I always love it when I catch him on these things because he doesn't like some of these stories that I do in this light. These racist stories. And they are racist. I mean, seriously, do you know that Yale University hosted a podcast titled The Racist Sandwich? No, you heard me. The Racist Sandwich. Well, if you're from Boston, it's The Racist Sandwich. Okay. Which examines food through a social justice lens, because that's what you should do. You should always look at food. Let me tell you about the social justice lens of food. My mom, if she's listening, some of my hardcore Italian friends will tell you this is true. There was a dish I grew up with. It was called pasta fagioli. Some people pronounce it all differently. Basically, it's beans and pasta, for all intents and purposes, okay? I mean, like the cheap stuff. And a lot of times the pasta was broken pasta, right? Some people, they say, because you can't serve, no self-righteous Italian would serve broken pasta to a guest. Anyway, you put all that broken pasta in a bowl or a box, and then when you make this dish, you could use that if you want to. So anyway, you had, and this, again, this was for the poor folks. This is for the country folks. Now, you go to some of these restaurants, and for $8 a bowl, what do you get? You get pasta fagioli. It's hilarious. I just find it hilarious. It's $8 a bowl. Let me tell you what. He fed 50 people on $8 between the beans and the pasta. So you want to talk about some social justice food from a social justice lens? Maybe that's what I don't know. So the Ivy League school invited Solel Ho to speak. Now, the event co-sponsored by Yale's Poynter Fellowship in Journalism, the Yale Center for Study of Race, right? Intergenity and Transnational Migration. The Timothy Dwight College, the Yale Sustainable Food Program, the Asian, I mean, they had like 90 people involved in this, okay? 90 groups. Ho ties food industry to gender and race. Okay. If I want to go to a Chinese restaurant, that'd be okay, right? And I want Chinese food. Ho ties the food industry to gender, race, and class in her podcast, often has guests including Julia Tertian, author of a cookbook called Feed the Resistance. There you go. You include a lot of really obvious tells for your politics, and I appreciate that, Hotels Tertian. Sheet pan chicken with a side of social justice. What the heck? I don't think I ever ate that. Anybody order that? In the Thanksgiving menu, you mentioned indigenous activists and reasons why a lot of people might not like Thanksgiving. Yeah, a lot of people are ignorant, don't really know the history. They know the made-up history. They just don't know the real history. I got to put so much of myself in this book, which includes both my love of cooking at home, but also a lot of social justice messaging. Why? It's a cookbook! If you want to talk about how the French or the Italians or whatever, the way they cooked their meals, how certain sauces came about, why certain foods were cooked a lot, because they were cheap and easy. You know, when I was a kid, we grew up in a lot of pasta. It wasn't just because we were Italian, because it was cheap. And you could feed the bunch of us pigs easily until we were full on pasta. During her speech, she highlighted more stories by and about people whose food ways and livelihoods have been marginalized, oh my God, and undervalued by white supremacists. These heteropatriarchal capitalists and their culture. I love this. She makes fun of Popeye's chicken. Why? It's a cheap product, and it's targeted after the lower socioeconomic rungs. Let me tell you what. I know a couple of millionaires that love Popeye's, and they go there all the time to eat. So, lady, you're wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Let's see what Corey Duggan has to say about this after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself, okay? Get engaged. Get involved. Let's bring him on because, you know what, I'm going to have a ball with him with this one story that I haven't finished yet. Corey, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. And I want to thank all of your loyal listeners and also all of the haters and everyone else that tuned in.
Haters?
Hey, I love my haters. I love my haters out there that hate the Duncan family and also hate the good Colonel. That's all right. I still love you. God bless you.
So, I want you to have fun with me on this one, okay? Yale University has a weekly podcast by a professor, and it's called The Racist Sandwich, okay? And it's all about, you know, food and how certain foods and how certain fast food joints, okay, they're up because they're targeting a certain group of people. I wonder what people those might be, okay? And one of the ones that they talk about, which I get the biggest kick out of, is Popeye's chicken. They call it a cheap product, right? Because it truly marginalizes the lower socioeconomic groups. Now, we know what they're talking about, right? And animals, besides that, because, you know, you marginalize the chicken, I get it. But
one of the lower social groups.
They target the black community, because, you know, black community love chicken, right? So I said, I know people with a lot of money. They love Popeye. I can't stand Popeye's, by the way. I go there. It's too spicy for me. But they love it.
Well, I don't know, Master. You serve us real well. And I want to say thank you for all of the tater salad and all
KFC.
Of that fried chicken.
I get KFC for my people. Yeah.
But I love the tater salad. I just love the tater. Me and my wife, Anna, have a good time. You so good to us, Master.
This is Yale University. I mean, is this what we're paying these people for? This is all they can come up with? Is the fact that these restaurants are aimed at certain groups of people? Well, I tell you what, you want to do meatballs on a stick? Come up with a restaurant? I'll come over. All right? Target me.
Well, that's because you got some people that have never been introduced to another race, or they haven't been introduced to a lot of things. I mean, that's because you have a lot of uncultural people. You have a lot of people that don't have any kind of culture. The culture they have is only thing they know is their culture. That's it. That's why I'm so glad a melting pot like New York and Detroit and places like this, where people actually, Texas, where people actually intertwine with other communities. You have no other choice, really. But that's why, because they never introduced us to things that's different. And that's why you get a lot of people, especially in Maryland, that's conditioned. I mean, they travel on Route 95, and they say they block an exit off, and they go to the next exit. It's like they fall apart. And I'm like, that's because they're not used to it. The only thing they're used to is just a plain, same Jane. If I drive this way to work, I come home, I walk the dog, I walk this way. And that's why they always wind up getting into things, because they're not street smart. They're just book smart. That's it. That's it. And I keep telling you, I would rather have a street person or be friends with a street person than somebody that's streetwise, than someone that's about books all the time and technology, because that's not going to save you. Because when the technology goes, what you going to do? I mean, that's why you got so many people around here. You know, you got these punks, these guys that can't change a tire, but they can sit behind a laptop and spitball. And then you got these women that can't boil an egg, but they got a nerve to tell somebody, especially the black liberal woman, I want somebody to take me out. I want to be seen. Well, the circus only comes to town when it rains and stuff. So, you know, when it comes to town, it rains or something like that, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know, I got to tell you something. Yeah.
Yo.
What?
How about that LeBron James? If you couldn't find the biggest Nike asset besides Serena Williams to sit up all the time. Now, see, and I want everyone to realize this, as LeBron James fans, as Nike fans, that's a part of the military. Understand this. You see what I'm talking about? When you see a person and he does stuff like what he did last night, and with some of the stupid things he's been saying, I wanted to say something else,
but some of
the stupid things he's been saying the last couple of weeks, just think about it. You want to be a fan of that? Is that what you want to be a fan of? Ask LeBron about Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith made a comment about the Jews a couple of weeks ago. And I think somebody, before you could even finish the comment, they cut him off and went to commercial. And I'm quite sure the producer on the commercial probably told him, I think you might want to shut up. I think you might really want to host of what you say or whatever, because them six figures or that $8 million you make a year can vanish. Ask Mr. Kaepernick. See, one quick way of stopping black folks is to, or most folks, is to hurt them in the pockets. You hurt them in the pockets, don't worry, it changes all of that. And a lot of people are protesting anyway. They're sick and tired of turning on the TV. You know, it's bad enough with Gayle in the morning and her the women's CBS network and stuff, you know, where everything is about a woman and everything. People are tired of politics, man. You turn the game on to watch a basketball game. I don't turn the game on so you can try to put yourself in the same category as Mr. Ali and stuff because you're not him. I'm not going to say I hate LeBron James, but LeBron James is an idiot. But I can't say too much about that because he's a Nike asset, and this is what Nike has been trying to push for the last 25 years.
Hey, you know what? Isn't it interesting that they're trying to hold up China, right? They're trying to make China look good or speak well of them. I mean, they've got the biggest civil rights violations on the planet to a degree. They're
right.
Very close to the top
right.
Three, right? And these guys, was that Kaepernick? Is that her name, Kaepernick fella? Wasn't he taking a knee because he felt like this country was oppressive towards black people? Is he serious?
Well, it's not really Kaepernick. It's Kaepernick's girlfriend. Kaepernick's girlfriend is his hand, pretty much is his handler. And the money got thin, so. You know, he got what he needed, so you don't hear too much from him. Now they turned on him because, but this is a typical, not all black folks for us, my catch feeling, and so we get moist. But guess what? That's what they do. They build you up to tear you down.
Oh, God, sweet Jesus. All right, listen, we'll be back in a minute more. I'm going to poke him some more on the other side of the break, so be ready for it. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour,
what happened to the informants? And where is the IG?
President Trump and Republicans on Capitol Hill pressuring Democrats for transparency in their ongoing impeachment inquiry. Republicans want information, transcripts, and audio recordings from the closed-door hearings, and they want to hear from the mysterious whistleblower. Republicans and Democrats coming together on Capitol Hill to pay respects to Maryland Congressman Democrat Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at the age of 68. His body lying lying in state in the U.S. Capitol, a funeral in Baltimore scheduled for Friday. And he's resting at home. Former President Jimmy Carter released from the hospital after falling at home and breaking his pelvis. Carter is 95. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. All right, let's just bring him on. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his different viewpoint, the different way he looks at things. And, Corey, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, too, Ken. And I want to thank you and your loyal listeners for even listening to us with a hot mic. That I was told from some people and stuff. So they got to learn about, well, I got to learn about the...
Yeah,
family. But that's okay because
we're like the federal government. We're having leaks too around
right.
Here.
Yeah. Right. But you know what? Children are definitely a blessing, and I would never tell. I am completely overjoyed about my grandchildren. Completely overjoyed about my son Noah, Chase, and Autumn, and also Katarina. But they did a Slam magazine did a story on Noah. And my son Noah and my son Chase, who are parade all Americans already for this high school year. So hopefully you keep crossing my fingers. Go, let it be Kentucky bound. Please let you be Kentucky bound.
Oh,
please
God.
Be Kentucky bound.
So,
what
the heck was I going to ask you? I forgot. Oh, we were talking about that basketball player. What was his name? LeBron James.
LeBron Simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the dude with the big arms. Serena.
Anyway.
The dude with the big arms. Hey man, look. Can you imagine how the, you know, God rest his soul, and I'm not saying nothing bad about him because he paid his debt and it's all good. Oops. But the thing of it is how about the funeral that's coming up, Mr. Elijah? Can you imagine how many singers, how many gospel groups that they have? And you know, I was joking earlier with Anna about this. You know, then they got the guy. The two honor guard the police that was there, the honor guard people that were standing around the casket. The one guy, he looked like Bubba Bexley, and the white guy that's standing up there, he looked like he might be Mr. Drummond or somebody like that. I'm like, man, where did they get these people from? I'm like, the one guy, he looked like he busting out his uniform like it's a little bit too tight. I'm like, look, man, somebody need to teach you guys how to stay in. You know, I'm not gonna sit up and make fun of this. I'm gonna be nice. Then you know they got all these. You know they got these women. Yeah, I'm just like, man, I just don't understand. Why do we have to make everything political? They got two black Then they went back for the afternoon where they fight Swiss, the honor guard, and then, you know, they got the one good lady. She's sitting up there. I mean, you know, I just saw all them righteous, supposed to be righteous people that was there today. And it's sickening. This man deserves a whole lot better than what he's going to get, especially with this send off. You know, you got all these women look like Maud with the scarf around their neck trying to hide the Adam's apple. Yeah, I went there. And so that's just what I know. A lot of people like, man, he sits up there, he insults people. No, I don't insult people. The insult is when you allow the camera to take and see you with no teeth in your mouth like they do most black people in Baltimore City. They want to get the ugliest person. Dude don't have no teeth in his mouth. Well, I seen the whole thing. What? You sheened? No, I sheened the whole thing. I said, man, somebody, where is the Obamacare kicking in for these people for the dental part of it? I mean, I'm sorry. I know I ramble sometimes and I just throw black folks under the bus. But it's just like, look, I don't ask you to come out and come on TV and look like an idiot or a fool or not even have correct pronunciation of things or even being able to hold a conversation or to put two sentences together. It's just crazy. It's just, you know, what does yeah mean and herded them and stuff, and they took them too long. I'm sorry. I don't understand. I understand Ebonics from the hood because I grew up in the hood, but this is just something that just, It's not normal.
But listen,
not
to your
normal.
Point, I used to love that. I'd be watching news for to do pieces here, and I'd be grabbing news pieces, and I go, look, I know people from Baltimore. I know people from those places. They don't talk like that. And not only, did they go looking for this person? You know what I'm saying? To your point, did they go looking for the person that's just, you know, sounding the least?
Well, they find the ignorant people because they know that most ignorant people want to be on television. Most people that's not ignorant don't want to be on television. They just like, okay, I'll give you a comment, but I don't want to be on no camera to be, hey, man, look, I'm on TV. You know, that's all. Like I told you before. Well, we live, and I'm not, let me stop riding these black folks from Maryland and from Baltimore City, because it is what it is. They know who they are, and they know what they're about, and I can speak on it because I partially live there, so I can speak on it because I know a lot of people I'll talk about your city. I'll talk about the people in Kakalaki, in Georgia, Detroit. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. I talk about anything I want to talk about because if I lived it now, if I haven't been there and I don't know, I won't talk about it. But if I've been there and I've seen what I need to see, it'll take me 5 minutes to figure these people out. But let's get back to something that's a lot more relevant.
But before you take off in the direction I know you're going to go, you are you are so right. About the funeral for Elijah Cummings, you know what they're going to do there. This is going to be an all day event, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
and I hope it doesn't turn into a riot. How about that?
Okay.
Let's hope it doesn't turn into a riot because the last time that something like this happened, when it was Freddie Gray's funeral, it turned into a riot. So you know, let's hope and pray, and hopefully everyone will be there. In peace. And can we all leave President Trump's name out of it? Please. Can you just go ahead and
wait a minute. Now you're really asking for divine intervention because you know Obama's doing one of the eulogy speeches. Do you really think that comments like, unlike the current administration or Donald Trump, I mean, can you imagine what's going to be said at that?
It's going to be a mess. Right? It's going to be a mess. The pansexual is coming to town to speak. And so him and that Sasquatch, that Bigfoot wife of his and stuff with the hands that she can palm a pumpkin and dunk it in the basket and stuff. But anyway, don't forget the roach lashes.
Okay, move on. Move on.
Punch. I know, but you know what, Joe? Let me say this real quick. I know a lot of people come on here to listen to a whole lot of left and right complaining about the left and complaining about right. I just, you know, you get tired of listening to about that. We already know about what the left does and what the right does and that they're ignorant. We don't care. I don't care about either party. I could care less because neither one of them are doing anything for anyone. But we got a family that's doing a whole lot. That's what I said. I don't talk about a lot of the projects, and I won't. But I can tell you something. There's a lot of things that's going to be happening between now and 2025 that the Grassroots Conservative Association group and this family has a lot of hand in, and I cannot wait because I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to make sure you're there, Joe. Make sure you and Tammy are there. And I'm going to say, you know what? Let's roll that tape back from about 4 years ago when all these people was trying to trash me and talk about me and whatever like that. I'm going to say, all right, so let's see what you and done. Let's roll it all the way back to 2010, and we're in 2019, 2020, 22, 23. What you and done in 15 or 13 years? See, that's the point I try to make, and I know a lot of people don't like me to go on about it, but it is, man. It's just like it's sad. It's sad. This world is going down the tubes. Nobody's teaching anything. Nobody's doing nothing for no one because everyone is worried about optics. Nobody's worried about anything that's relevant. And it's sad. It's sad. It's truly sad. I don't like to go on about it, but it irks me. It irks me because people sit up.
You get irritated the same way I do, though. You get irritated at the fact you get these people, whether it's on Facebook or writing articles or doing those kind of things, or they do their podcast, right? These people are screaming and yelling about stuff, and here's the deal. They do nothing.
They don't have no solution.
They use a microphone. They use a keyboard, right. They don't go out and do anything. They do absolutely nothing.
And when I'm talking about this family does thing, I'm not talking about anything political. Nothing political.
Right.
It's a preservation of our vets and also to give families a chance to get that, you know, in the same way that Danny Thomas did with St. Jude. And you know, that's what we're about. We're about helping Americans. I mean, it's tough out here, man. You know, people got to make a decision between getting an operation for their child and feeding their family or paying the insurance or paying their mortgage. Man, things are tough for a lot of people out here.
Yep. All right, well, we got to get rolling. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Corey Duncan is going nowhere. He'll be with us right after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
Don't I wish to get down that low. I'm Joe Bacini, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to let Corey know where he's wrong? I dare you. Anyway, you can write me at Joe at TheRealSide.com. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his keen insight as to what's going on in and around the globe as a whole. Hey, a couple of weeks ago,
I want to thank you and Tammy. I want to thank you and Tammy and all your loyal listeners. And I want to thank everyone, even if you like me or you don't like what I say or whatever. I thank everyone for tuning in. Because, you know, it's always good to get another view of how the world is, another different perspective. And you know, instead of seeing the same people on Facebook, with the same perspective, and you have to agree with me, because if you don't agree with me, then you're wrong, and, you know, I hate your guts. Stuff is not that serious, man. I said I've been joking about Elijah Cummings, and not about him, but about the funeral, and that. So please don't anyone take that too serious, because I know we got a lot of people that, you know, they get emotionally caught up in human beings and emotionally caught up in people that you don't even know.
Yeah,
you know, it's,
Hold on. Let me start as much trouble as humanly possible, okay? Let me talk about Italians for a minute. I grew up going to Italian funerals, okay? Italians in my generation were known where they wouldn't talk to each other for 20 years because you said something about Mary's dress 20 years ago, and they haven't talked since,
right? They're like the Hatfields and the McCoys.
And then you go to the funeral, and they go, oh, my God, they want to jump in the casket. They're so sorry.
I'm a fan of the Andy Griffith Show. Anna knows it. Everybody knows this. Wendy, yeah. Erica, everybody. Everyone knows this about me. I saw an episode when it's the two groups of fighting. I don't know, it wasn't the Hatfields and McCoys, it was somebody else. And he said, well, let me ask you a question. Why have you been fighting? I don't know. He's like, well, why do you want to shoot the other guy? He said, I don't know, I just want to shoot him. He said, well, you don't know why you want to shoot him? I don't know, it's just in the family to shoot the other family. But he was just like, huh? And I'm sitting up here like, that's how these people are. They'll sit up and listen to someone else's show, and they come on your show, listen to me, and then they'll go back and tell that person what I said or whatever and try to, it's just like, when are we going to grow up as a society and stop every time that someone has something different or a different opinion to catch feelings because you don't like the Republican Party? I love the Democrat and the Republican Party. They got good and bad in both. But I'm not going to sit up. The Republican Party has a lot good morals. The Democrat Party does not. But the morals in the Christian conservatives, me and you both have seen in the last two or three years on diddly squat. Those people are so fake and plastic. I'm a Christian. I like his wife, but I don't like him because he's outspoken. But, hey, look, my wife, man, is more outspoken than you think. She's just very peaceful about
she's
it.
Just, wait
me,
a minute.
I don't,
she's me, smarter.
Me?
Than Joe, she is smarter than
well,
Joe and Corey because
a,
she doesn't say
I
it on a microphone.
I don't give a horse's patoot what you think about me. I could care less. I've been like that. And I, now that I'm 50, I really don't care what I'll say to you.
You're 50?
But guess what?
God, you get
it'll never be. That's right. Hey, look, the good Lord bless me to see this. And guess what? I'm proud of my age. I'm proud of it because guess what? I went through a whole lot to make sure that people in this country and a lot of them can sit back and criticize me. I did a lot since 1988 when a lot of these people weren't even born. They were still riding around on that tricycle trying to get that fudge stipple or whatever and stuff. Oh, guess what? They wasn't even made yet. So guess what? I don't care about that because when I hear people talk about, well, we're going to change the First Amendment or we're going to change this so people can't have hate speech and this and that. Hey, you know who started the hate speech? The Democrats. And you know the liberals. And you know who latched on to it? The conservatives. Because anytime you got 40 and 50 and 60-year-old people yelling at each other, talking about, I hate your guts, and I'll kill you. Get all worked up and sweaty, and at the end of it, what you got to show for it? Nothing. There's just two dumb people yelling at each other. Neither one of you got a solution to no problems. Because guess what? A whole lot of y'all, them lonely people that be on Facebook, you know, the ones that do all the barking, you know, it's just like the dog that barks at the car and the car stops. And then when the car stops, the dog runs off somewhere. I mean, come on. You know, it's a lot of people do a lot of barking behind that laptop. But you see them in person, they don't have all that. You know, that's why I say I hate a coward. I hate cowardly people. If you got something you want to say to me or you got something that's different or you don't like what I'm saying, change the narrative. Change what I'm talking about. Change, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong that doesn't go on in the Republican Party. Prove me that doesn't go on in the Democrat Party.
From behind the keyboard and do something. Get engaged. Get involved. Do something to change it.
I'm not engaged,
and, you know,
man.
Yeah.
these people are so plastic and fake. They're listening to you close their laptop, go up, get up the next morning, then the same thing. Look, what are you doing? What difference? No, it's not even about making a difference. What is your solution at, man?
I guess,
are very easy.
Yeah.
The solutions to all this stuff going on.
I have to have some fun with Corey because I remember Corey was doing something, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and I said, you know what? Don't trust conservatives. They're going to tell you.
And, you know, and I want you to say it again. Say it again, Joe.
Trust conservatives because they're going to.
And this man is the man that told me. This is the man that told me from the beginning. He said, whatever you do, don't trust conservatives. Don't trust these people in this party or this movement. And you know what? And every time I tip my hat to you, and so right after I shine your shoes and we pick the lettuce out there in the field and stuff for you, sir, I thank you because guess what? You were so right. These people with this Bible carrying, and I'm so God, country, family.
Yeah, God, country. The problem is they don't tell you that when they say God, they mean themselves, right?
God, yeah, right. You mean, it's just crazy. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling how these people can take a sit up. God, country, family. That sounds interesting. It sounds like somebody else had that beforehand. And now all of a sudden, now you God, country, family. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, it's just funny how they're going to put this thing together and they're going to do this and you're going to be the speaker and we're going to fly you in and we're going to do this. And nothing. They do nothing but collect the money. And I saw it happen so many times.
What money?
Yeah, no.
What money?
Yeah, right. They find a spot.
What money? Ten grand?
No, you don't get it. You won't get the money. You don't get any of the money.
10 grand?
They
get
the
money. Exactly. You're taking care of them. That's what you're doing. You're taking care of them because they never worked a day in their life to have anything. That's why.
Oh, God bless. See, now you got me all wound up now. Anyhow, hey, real quick though, I don't want to. You're the expert in this area. Real quick, we talked about it a few weeks ago, and I stuck up and stuck on the same page as President Trump, and I said, look, Corey knows more about this, the general knows more about this than I do, and there are two people that I trust, and we do not need to be in Syria forever. There is no reason for us to be doing all these little fights and being in these places. There's other ways to take care of this. Did the president do the right thing in pulling out of Syria?
Well, who says that we're out of Syria? But I knew you were going to say that. Well, you know what? The United States never goes anywhere and then leaves without having a reaction for us. And I know the general knows exactly who I'm talking about and knows what I'm talking about. And the thing is, he said that he left Putin a mess and let Putin straighten out the mess, but actually, Putin's going to straighten out the mess because he's probably the one that created the mess.
Yeah.
If didn't anybody pay any attention, how about those two blackjack bombers that landed in South America the other day? He's working his way around to this part of the hemisphere. So I keep telling people, pay very close attention. Vladimir Putin is not just a gangster. He's a very, very, very shrewd and strategic about every movie he makes. That's what I love about him the most. He's not an idiot at all. No. People think, well, because he's a Russian president. Like, look, man, that guy is very intelligent. More than a lot of these idiots that walk around here.
Yep.
That's for sure.
All right, sir.
www.conservativegen.com. Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure. You and Tammy are the greatest. And, hey, look, I'll see you guys next week. God bless and God willing.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time with me, too. Hey, people, stay around because we're going to talk about San Francisco. They put a restriction on 22 states that blacklist abortions. However, China's fine. Remember them killing female babies? Remember that? That was okay. Don't miss your host. We'll be back in a little bit.